The content of this program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired. Hello, friends. This is Larry Wilson for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Money Matters. Today's program is supported by Coastal Credit Union Foundation. For more information on the Coastal Credit Union Foundation, you can find it at coastal24.com/foundation. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you an article of interest that we started last episode that will continue this episode, and it's titled 99 Great Ways to Save. This is the 2026 edition published by the AARP Bulletin. And when we left off last week, we ended section on number 55, so we'll begin with number 56, Get It Free. Swap items with your neighbor. Join sites like the Free Cycle Network, Trash Nothing, or the Buy Nothing Project and their affiliated Facebook sites to connect with locals looking to offload items to those willing to come pick them up. The most popular items in Buy Nothing communities are housewares, furniture, baby products, and clothing. But a recent search also showed listings for everything from snow tires to an upright piano. Item 57, join sample websites. Sign up for sites like freesamples.org, I Love Free Things, and Freebies Two Deals to get email newsletters about opportunities to receive free product samples in the mail or coupons for free items from stores. Recent offers at freesamples.org included a free box of Breathe Right nasal strips, a free HDMI extender for Roku owners, and Vichy moisturizer. Item number 58, cheap or free grub. Check the calendar at nationaltoday.com for a list of national holidays celebrating everything from National Watermelon Day, August 3rd, I guess we missed that one, to National Wiener Schnitzel Day, September the 9th. Then see whether local restaurants or chains are hosting related giveaways. In February, Chipotle offered a free side of chips and queso blanco with orders in celebration of National Tortilla Chip Day. And last November, members of White Castle's customer loyalty program received coupons for a free double cheese slider with the purchase of one in honor of National Fast Food Day. Item number 59, free trees. Join the Arbor Day Foundation with a minimum $20 annual donation, and this organization will send you a welcome gift of 10 trees to plant. You can choose from several types of trees local to your area, and you'll receive them at the right time for planting. Item number 60, score gift cards with purchases. Especially around winter holidays, Mother's Day, and Father's Day, many retailers and restaurants offer free bonus gift cards when you spend a certain amount. Last December, Applebee's offered two free $10 gift cards with the purchase of a $50 gift card, and Ace Hardware Rewards Club members could get a $10 gift card with the purchase of a $50 gift card. But keep in mind that unlike traditional gift cards, promotional gift cards may have expiration dates and restrictions on their use, says budget consultant Andrea Roach. Item number 61, take the grandkids to dinner. Look for restaurants that have, quote, kids eat free promotions to save on dining with your little ones. Moe's Southwest Grill gives reward members one free kids meal once a week with a purchase of an adult entree. And Anthony's Coal-Fired Pizza and Wings lets kids eat free every Monday with a $10 purchase. Download the Kids Eat Free app to find local eateries offering such deals. And now moving to online deals, item 62, maximize your cash back. Some credit cards, retailers, and shipping platforms pay you a percentage on your purchases in cash back rewards. Before making a purchase, check Cashback Monitor to see which portal offers the most valuable cash back deal. Item 63, let technology comparison shop for you. Sites like Google Shopping and Price.com make it easy to quickly contrast prices across multiple retailers to make sure you're getting the best price. Be sure to factor in total cost, including shipping, taxes, and any discounts or cash back you might get through your loyalty memberships when deciding where and when to make an online purchase. Item 64. Don't buy things just to get free shipping. More than 80% of consumers will add items to their cart to qualify for free shipping from online retailers. But that can result in a higher total cost than simply paying for shipping, and it can lead to overspending, especially if you're buying unnecessary items. Item 65, abandon your cart. Make sure you're logged in to a retail site, then fill your cart, close your browser, and wait. Retailers often send a follow-up email to customers who've ditched their carts, and a third of those emails include a discount offer. Number 66, become more social. Many retailers and brands share exclusive follower-only discounts, early access to flash sales, and flash coupon codes on social media. They show loyalty to their followers in many ways by giving them special promotions and information, says Jeanette Pavina, a savings expert and the author of The Joy of Saving. Number 67, we're now move under pet care saving opportunities. Think outside the pet store. Off-price stores like TJ Maxx, Marshall's, Big Lots, and Ollie's Bargain Outlet often sell name-brand pet toys, treats, and supplies such as leashes and beds for significantly less than traditional pet stores. I'm always pleasantly surprised at the pricing and the quality you can find, says Lorraine Rhodes, Senior Director of Health and Safety at dog daycare company Dogtopia. Number 68, make a habit of vet visits. Scheduled prevention visits usually cost significantly less than treating disease and illness. A study published in 2023 showed that pets who get regular veterinarian checkups were 30% less likely to develop chronic diseases, and vaccinated pets were 40% less likely to contract transmissible diseases. Item 69, buy pet insurance before your first vet visit. If you're planning to purchase pet insurance, get the policy before you bring your new pet to the veterinarian for the first time, says Scott Taylor, president of Spot Pet Insurance. Otherwise, any chronic conditions discovered at the appointment would be considered pre-existing and ineligible for coverage under your policy. Number 70, take advantage of telehealth. A growing number of veterinarians now offer telehealth services, and you can access virtual care through standalone apps or your pet insurance policy. The prices for such visits vary, but they can be a cost-effective option for non-emergency issues. Number 71, skip the premium food. Don't get lured in by marketing and trendy overpriced pet foods. Store brands can be fine as long as they follow AAFCO, which is the Association of American Feed Control Officials guidelines, and assuming your pet doesn't have any sort of underlying medical problems where they may need a food that's more special with certain ingredients, says Dr. Brian Collins, veterinarian with the Cornell Riney Canine Health Center. Now let's move to the category of insurance. Item 72, consider dropping collision insurance. If your older car is paid off, it's probably not worth paying collision insurance on it, even if it still runs great. Check the Kelley Blue Book value or go to Carfax to find out what your car's worth. Then subtract your deductible. If your car is damaged, that's the maximum the insurance company will pay. If it's less than 10 times your annual collision insurance bill, drop that coverage and start saving up for an eventual replacement. Item number 73, consider raising your deductible. You can lower your monthly premiums by increasing the amount you agree to pay out of pocket before your insurance kicks in. Upping the deductible from $200 to $1,000 can save you 40% off your monthly premium, according to the Insurance Information Institute. Make sure you have enough in savings to fund that higher deductible, though, if need be. Number 74, pay per mile. If you no longer commute or take big road trips, consider switching to a policy where you pay a low monthly base rate plus a fee per mile that you drive. This type of plan is becoming increasingly available from local and national insurers, as well as niche players such as Mile Auto. 75. Research rates before buying. Look into what you'll pay for insurance before you buy a house or a car. Don't count on new policies running in line with what you've paid in the past. Consider switching to another model that costs less to insure. A Subaru Outback or Honda Fit, for example, costs $250 to $300 less a year to insure than the national average, according to Insurify. Number 76, avoid redundant rental car insurance. Many credit cards include some type of rental car coverage as a perk. Before heading to the rental counter, review all your credit card benefits to see what, if any, protection is included. Charge the rental bill to that card for the coverage to apply. Number 77, improve your credit history. In most states, your credit history can have an enormous impact on what you're charged for home insurance. You will pay an average of $2,000 more a year in premiums with a low credit score, roughly a 630 FICO, versus someone with a great credit score, even an average 740 FICO score instead of a high score of 820, will cost you $790 more annually. Work to improve your credit history by paying bills on time and using less than 30% of the credit you have available. Now moving under entertainment, 78, service hop patiently. Streaming service customers commonly jump between providers, binging their favorite shows and then promptly canceling. So providers have started trickling out show episodes such as one a week. Confirm all episodes of your preferred shows are available before you sign up so you're not paying while you wait. The app's real good, and Just Watch keeps tabs on what's streaming when across the various providers. Item 79, consider new bundles. More providers are teaming up to offer multiple services at a lower cost than subscribing to them individually. For example, save more than 40% by bundling Disney Plus, Hulu, and HBO Max. $20 with ads, $33 without, instead of signing up for each of them individually. Number 80, add family and friends legitimately. Some providers have cracked down on sharing passwords, but they now allow you to add people you don't live with to your account for a lower price than if you each had accounts. You'll have your own passwords. Number 81, watch ads. More providers are giving you the option of watching ads to save about $5 to $10 a month. Before downgrading your plan to include ads, make sure you'll have access to all the same content you prefer. The ad-supported tier occasionally leaves out some content. 82, browse the freebies. Pluto TV, Roku, and Tubi have free shows and movies available. Prime Video and YouTube offer some free content to non-subscribers on their websites. And when you buy a television, manufacturers such as Samsung and LG usually give customers free content built in. Number 83, use your phone plan for free streaming. Mobile providers such as T-Mobile and Verizon may offer discounted or free streaming services in their plans. Verizon had a Disney Plus, Hulu, and ESPN Plus bundle for $10 less per month for qualifying customers. Certain T-Mobile plans have included access to Netflix. If the perks have expiration dates, add them to your calendar. 84, reap some rocking credit card rewards. Video and music services have become popular reward categories on credit cards. Your card may offer a credit towards a certain service or discounts and freebies. Maybe you can earn extra points or cash back on streaming costs. Regularly check out your credit card website for deals, which constantly change. 85. Reconsider cable. If you're frustrated with the rising cost and complexity of an a la carte streaming, revisit your cable company. Providers like Spectrum and Xfinity have new competitive packages that look very different from a few years ago. Item 86. Enroll in cinema subscriptions. Avid moviegoers who plan to see films regularly can save by signing up for a subscription to movie theater chains. Perks can include a free ticket or two a month and perhaps even discounted concessions. 87. Get early access to concert tickets. Buying tickets during pre-sale can cost much less than buying them on the secondary marketplace after they've been released to the public and sold out. To find pre-sales, check your credit card benefits online or join your favorite performer's email list or fan clubs, or wait until closer to the show. Prices often drop as the show date nears, especially if the resale market is glutted. Under smartphones, item 88. Ditch unlimited data. Most consumers primarily use Wi-Fi, not cellular data, for their routine cell phone activities. So you may be paying for something you don't need. Look at your last monthly phone bill to see how much data you actually used. If you're regularly connected to Wi-Fi and use 20 gigabytes or less of data per month. The comparison website WhistleOut recommends downgrading to a lower tier plan. You can save substantially, an average of $400 a year, and even more on family plans. Item 89, embrace small providers. You may not realize that small providers like U.S. Mobile, Mint Mobile, and Consumer Cellular rent access to the networks of the big three carriers, Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile, yet can cost you significantly less. According to WhistleOut data, you could save as much as $385 per year on a single line, or $720 for a family of four by switching to one of these lesser-known mobile providers. Item 90, pay up front. Snag a discount by paying for a full year or 6 months of mobile service at a time. Depending on your plan, you may save $25 to over $200 annually. With some carriers, you can ask for a discount on your current plan, or you may need to move to a specific prepaid plan. Number 91, share a plan. Team up with family, friends, neighbors, or coworkers on a single plan with multiple lines, and everyone saves. You don't need to live in the same house. Some plans even allow each line to be on a different tier depending on individual data needs. Handling the bill can sometimes cause tension, though, so create a payment strategy in advance. AT&T has a feature that allows each party to pay their share of the bill. Under health care, number 92, save on Medicare Part D. If you're healthy and don't take any medications, consider one of the prescription drug plans with the cheapest monthly premiums. If your health status changes, you can switch during the next open enrollment period to a pricier plan with more coverage. 93. Check your prescription drug formulary each year. If you take medications, always look at your plan's list of covered drugs during open enrollment. Too often, people stick with the same plan year after year without realizing their prescriptions are moving to a higher tier and will cost much more in the coming year, missing out on a chance to switch and save. 94. Know your options if your Medicare Advantage plan is going to end. Some insurers are pulling back on private Advantage plans. If yours ends, you may have a special opportunity for a guaranteed Medigap supplemental plan without worrying about medical underwriting. Just show the Medigap plan your Advantage cancellation letter. Number 95, or removes perks. If your Advantage plan strips away extras, including a free gym membership, don't run out and sign up for a pricey workout facility. Your AARP membership offers fitness options, senior centers, community centers, YMCAs, and other local organizations also have discounted exercise programs. Under savings aids, items 96, stop losing money to long-forgotten reoccurring payments. Remembering every subscription or monthly service you're paying for these days feels mentally overwhelming. Apps such as Rocket Money and Bobby do the hard work for you. The Rocket Money algorithm identifies recurring bills you have forgotten about or rarely use and can live without. Premium versions will even cancel subscriptions or negotiate bills for you. 97. Ask for sample scripts. You may have heard it's possible to negotiate certain bills, such as your internet or cable, but are unsure what to say to the customer service rep. Ask an AI tool for sample scripts to give you ideas before making those calls and take away what you think is best from each of them. Item 98, know when to buy. Price tracking tools such as Camel 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 pulls tons of historical data to help you determine the best time to buy. Websites such as Google Travel and apps like Hopper offer similar tools for flights or hotels. And lastly, item 99, use AI as a planning tool. It can take hours to find thoughtful gifts and plan vacations and meals, especially while sticking to a price limit. Try asking an AI tool to, say, recommend a birthday present for under $50 for a friend with a special hobby, or plan an inexpensive vacation itinerary, or serve up some budget-friendly dinner items. And as we wrap up our episode today, we'll turn to an article that appeared in Kiplinger Personal Finance. What's your favorite tip to save money when you travel? David in Michigan said, I typically book hotels and rental cars well ahead of time with cancelable non-prepaid reservations. As my travel date approaches, I replace them with prepaid reservations if the price improves enough to be worthwhile. And Mary from Richmond, Virginia said, get a rental car from an off-airport location. The cost is much lower than renting from the airport's on-site service. And Janine from New Jersey said, especially if you're traveling as a family, stay in condos or homes through sites such as Airbnb.com or VRBO.com. It's usually cheaper than booking multiple hotel rooms, and you can save additional money by making your own meals or buying prepared meals from grocery stores. And Doug said, stay at a hotel with a free breakfast and eat healthy. We eat a cheap, healthy snack for lunch and then pay only for dinner each day. Andrew from Georgia said, we look for local restaurants away from the main tourist areas with good reviews, and we typically find wonderful cuisine, friendly people, and large portions for the price. We recently traveled to Hawaii and had three fantastic meals from a grill inside a local convenience store. Well, those are certainly good tips if you're considering traveling soon. Well, we're now out of time for today's episode of Money Matters. We hope you've enjoyed listening and certainly hope you'll listen to us again next time. On behalf of the North Carolina Reading Service, this is Larry Wilson. Today's episode of Money Matters is supported by Coastal Credit Union Foundation. For more information on the Coastal Credit Union Foundation, you can find it at coastal24.com/foundation. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired. Money Matters is also available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please give us a call, 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.